Question number 12. We've all seen pictures of amazing before and after pictures of someone who's lost a lot of weight or put on a lot of muscle or even just gotten a fabulous haircut and color. And rightfully so, that we marvel at these exterior changes. Now, in order for those changes to happen, something first had to change on the inside for that person. Probably starting with a different thought or the takeover of a powerful virtue like discipline. Or something had to be removed from the person's diet in order for their brain and hormones to balance out inside, internally, and then they could decide more clearly and make better choices from there. So much of a successful health transformation starts by working on our internal fitness, those internal changes that make us more capable and suitable for life. Again, that can range from changing our thinking, changing our prayer life, to taking a probiotic that improves our gut health. My point is, the outside reflects the work that we first do on the inside. And while the outside is what the world sees, the inside is what God sees. So perhaps we should live to make our inner room a pure and well-kept dwelling for Him. So reflect on how you will continue to spruce up your inner room and make changes to your internal fitness. Now I leave you with Christ's question from Luke chapter 11, verse 40. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also?